Many counted us out. They said we could not do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio App. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! In your face!
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory and Ivory Coast Media Production. Turning your passion into profit, part one. When you think about the future, what do you see? What do you feel? Yeah, let's go to the feeling place inside you, the place of fire and passion. That place where your fondest, most desired dreams dance, not only in your head, but in your heart. When you were a child, didn't the adults ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? Do you remember that sense of wonder and seemingly endless possibility? That magic stayed with you for a while, but then you got a little older. You earned some scars and bruises. You got even older. And the challenges of life seem to get bigger and bigger and bigger. The punches were harder, more rapid. It's like the magic and wonder you experienced in your wonder years are knocked right out of you. It may feel like it, but I'm here to tell you that the magic is still in you. That's right. It's still in there. It's just hard to feel it past some of the hard knocks of life. I'm here to tell you that you've got a lot more fight in you. Because that dream you had way back when is still within, and it is struggling to emerge. It calls to you, shouting, let go of the doubt. Let go of the fear. You're closer than you think. Keep the faith. Take the leap. No, I won't kid you. Yes, there's magic that can happen in your life. But we cannot ignore the power of negativity. That's right. Negativity. Negative stuff happens in the real world, whether we want to admit it or not. But I don't think there's anybody on the face of this planet that would deny that negative things happen to all of us. Hurt people hurt people, and those scars can take long to heal, if ever. Imagine the damaged self-esteem of a young woman, for example. Sexually abused as a child, trying to sift through all of that emotional trauma to carve out a successful life for herself. Imagine now this same young woman also being starved for genuine affection, care, and concern. Imagine her being told, you'll never amount to anything. You're only good for one thing. What is she to do? She searches for love as best she knows how, often in the wrong places. She loses herself in sexuality, looking for love and finding only abandonment and disappointment. A child is produced. I won't even start about the two jobs she has to work as a single mother to keep a roof over hers and the child's head. It is not long before her child discovers that pain transfers like a virus. It's a vicious cycle. That said, it is also true that cycles can break. One of the most powerful things you can do is engage in the destruction of negative disempowering behavior. The content of our humanity is a wondrous and powerful force. Despite all the dirt that has been kicked at us and the warm heaping piles of stinking excrement that have been dumped on us, we can take it all and turn it into a farm where manure and filth become fertilizer. Life is too short not to find joy, people. Joy and happiness during your stay on this third planet from the sun. In fact, let me say this. You owe it to yourself to slice off your own little piece of heaven right here and right now. You owe it to yourself to turn your passion, those dreams that you think have died inside you, it's time to take that passion and that gift and turn your passion into profit and power. I know it's been hard for you. So go ahead and shed your tears. Go ahead and mourn your losses. Then get up and make mortar with the dirt shoveled on you and build your beautiful empire. You'll find it's the hardest work you'll ever love, and that's building something for yourself. There's nothing, let me state it this way, there are few things in life that are more satisfying than when you put your heart and soul into something and it yields a wonderful harvest. A harvest that not only feeds you, but feeds those around you and those you choose to feed. I want to tell you a story now. Get comfortable. Get your tea ready. Because I want you to take this story in, because this is something you will find useful, I believe. This is something I think that you will find useful. Once upon a time, I know that's how stories start, right? Once upon a time, there was a horse that its owner felt was time to put out to pasture. But one day, as the horse was walking along the field, there was a deep, deep hole that had been dug, and for whatever reason, the horse didn't see it. And it was deep. And the horse stepped into it. Didn't break its legs, but it was deep in the hole, and the owner thought, well, this is a good time to bury the horse. So they started digging dirt and shoveling it onto the horse. The dirt would fall on the horse's back. But the horse wasn't ready to die, although the horse knew that someone was trying to kill him, trying to bury him before his time. So each time they would shovel dirt on the horse would shake it off and stamp on the dirt. They'd shovel more dirt. They weren't really paying attention. They weren't watching the horse. And they continued the process of shoveling dirt. And soon some other farmhands came and they started shoveling dirt. And each time the dirt would hit the horse's back, he would shake it off. The dirt would fall to the ground and the horse would take a step up each time. Before you knew it, enough dirt had piled up underneath that horse for that horse to use the dirt that they were trying to bury him to bring about his own kind of resurrection. When the dirt got high enough, the horse leapt out, and the horse took off running into the field and then into the wilderness. I think the moral of this story is quite clear. When people throw dirt on you, when they throw mud on you, when they throw filth on you, shake it off. Step on it and step up. That's right. Use it as a kind of stepping stone to get where you want to be. Because sometimes people will try to bury you. Sometimes people take pleasure in your pain. Don't ever let anybody take pleasure in your pain as long as you have breath in your body. You stand up for yourself. You become a doormat for no one. Understand this, my friend. You are worthy of the good things in life. You deserve better. Take a moment and tell yourself, I deserve better. Your mere existence is all that you need to understand that you are worthy, that you are valuable, that you are capable, and that you are deserving. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. There's a fire in your belly. That magic is still inside you. That magic, that sense of wonder. I want you to reach inside yourself. But you're going to have to close your eyes to do it, because you can't do it with your hands. You've got to do this with your soul. You must do this with your mind. You must do this with your will. You must reach down and grab that resolve and pull it up and use it to pull yourself toward the place you want to be, not the place that you are. That little voice is down inside of you. It's getting louder and louder and louder, shouting, don't give up. Don't give up. You can do it. Keep the faith. Be strong. Take the leap. Life is challenging. This is true. But that is what makes victory so much sweeter. That is what makes victory so much sweeter. When you have gone through the battle and you've taken the scars and you've taken the best punches your enemy can land on you, and you get back up on your feet and you stand strong and you stand erect. And you say, not today. Today, I will fulfill my destiny. Today, I will manifest my promise. Don't lose your passion. Because that is the fuel that will push you when enthusiasm fades. Now, as I prepare to draw to a close for this particular segment of part one, I want you to think about what you're good at. Because passion by itself isn't enough. I'm sure you've met some people that were passionate about singing, but unfortunately, they couldn't hold a note if it had a handle on it. But that doesn't mean their passion is invalid. It simply means they need to find that sweet spot, the thing that they were born to do, the thing that's almost effortless when they do it. Some people do it with food. Some people do it with material like wood and steel and glass. And some people do it with words. And some people do it with a brush. But whatever it is, you bring forth your own personal brand of brilliance. Cultivate your gifts, and they will not only feed you, but they may even help to heal a hurting world of people looking for meaning and purpose. And this sometimes, and more often than not, hostile planet. On our next show, we'll talk about practical steps to take to see your dreams manifest into reality. My name is Bob Ivory. You're listening to The Spectrum, an Ivory Coast Media production. You want to reach out to me? There's several means of doing it. You can reach me by email at bob@ivorycoastmedia.com. If you want to know more about what I do, you can visit my website at ivorycoastmedia.com. If you want to talk about how to manifest your dream, if you are in need of a coach to coach you and move you in the direction of where you know you can be, you can feel it, but you just don't have anyone to help you do it. Let's talk about it. I understand the process very well. In fact, that's one of the reasons I'm here right now. And if you call me at 248-494-2536, that's 248-494-2536, I'll tell you how it happened. Is there a book in you? Is there a story that you want to tell? One of the services my company provides is publishing services, as well as book coaching. I can show you from A to Z how to start your own publishing business. I can show you how to maintain all the rights to what you write so that you can build your own empire. So that you can find something, you can find a place for your passion. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon. And remember, excellence is unmistakable.
Your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends, and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.